Thanks to our good friends, the makers of broadcast brand corned beef hash, for making these daily visits possible that come from our house to yours.
Daddy.
Hi, Linda.
Daddy, may I say a joke?
Can you think I can understand you with all your teeth out?
Okay, I'll do it slow. Well, one day this man... this man, he was sitting in his house, and one day he tried to say hello, but all he could say was ladies first then. And so he was walking along the street one day, and he stepped on a lady's toe, and the lady said, "Why don't you all go jump in the lake?" And the man, he could only say ladies first, so he said, "Ladies first."
Did she jump in the lake?
No.
Ready? That's a joke, huh?
Well, that's real funny.
Do you know how to say Tennessee the easy way?
Tennessee the easy way?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I do. 1-a-see, 2-a-see, 3-a-see, 4-a-see, 5-a-see, 6-a-see, 7-a-see, 8-a-see, 9-a-see, Tennessee.
Or else all you'd have to see was I see Tennessee.
Oh, you're too smart for me. You're too smart for me. When the warm weather comes, what is there nothing like having full, the pantry full of broadcast brand canned meats? Then when you don't feel like spending hours in the hot kitchen, you can please them with easy meals that go from pantry to platter in minutes, like broadcast brand corned beef hash. Actually, broadcast brand corned beef hash is a complete meat and potato dinner because it's a delicious combination of the finest tender juicy corned beef and snowy white Idaho potatoes. A grand energy food, extra rich in bodybuilding whole meat proteins. Yet you can enjoy broadcast brand corned beef hash for less than 15 cents a serving. So you start today now. Decide you're going to please your family several times a week from now on with America's favorite broadcast brand corned beef hash. And another way to please them during the warm weather, especially on picnics or any kind of outing, is to serve delicious sandwiches made with broadcast brand ready meat. R-E-D-I-M-E-A-T. You know broadcast brand ready meat is ready to eat meat that comes in the familiar square can, and it's a marvelous thing for sandwiches. Tasty, tempting pork shoulder meat cooked in the can to retain all the flavorful meat juices, and it's sugar cured for that satisfying ham-like flavor. You can bake ready meat, broil it, or serve it any way you serve ham. That's broadcast brand ready meat, R-E-D-I-M-E-A-T. Ready meat. You know you can count on broadcast for quality. You know you're getting the finest quality every time you buy any broadcast brand canned meat product. Everybody looks so tired around here today, and I think, Mom, it's because you let them have slumber parties and they never get to bed on time.
That isn't it at all. I had my slumber party.
You didn't sleep in the tent, though, did you?
No, because Daddy wouldn't let us.
Well, it was raining.
Well, I don't care. I'd like the sound of it on the roof.
Well, honey, honest to goodness.
Look at this.
The whole trouble is that, Daddy, the next morning we came out, the tent was on the ground.
It's still on the ground, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this Daddy. One over here stayed out with friends, and they giggled and talked till after midnight, Mother. And that should be your cue that never again shall there be a slumber party.
That's right, until they're at least older anyway, because kiddies, I can't even get by on as little sleep as that.
But, Daddy, Mommy, don't forget I'm 10 now, and when you're 10, you only have to have from 10 to 11 hours of sleep.
Just think,
all right,
Mommy,
how much do you have?
Once in a blue moon, you have a slumber party, and what's so wrong with staying up that late one night in about 3 months?
Well, all right, I want to tell you what happened, though, in Pammy's. Her little friends didn't get to sleep until about 11. And do you know what time they were giggling in the morning?
No.
5:30.
Yeah, but we woke up at 10 o'clock, Mother, so we had our 10 hours of sleep.
Well, you didn't have quite 10. But that way, figure that one out. 6.5 hours for some little 10-year-olds. If that isn't awful, that's only 6.5 hours of sleep.
But we got our sleep, Mother, almost all of it.
Well.
But then the next night I really slept, Mommy.
I know, darling. You were ready to... Oh, I don't know what, you poor little thing. You could hardly see all day.
Well, no, I don't mind having a slumber party, except that the girls like to wake up early, and they woke me up.
Well, I know you don't mind, but boy, was that ever grim on me. I have to get up with the baby, you know. And I had just barely gotten back to sleep when I hear all this giggling. Oh.
Oh, we were doing imitations. I did Jimmy Durante, and Nancy Werner did Helene. You know, they all giggle and everything else at just the slightest movements of some joke or
something.
Well,
that was because you were so tired that you were getting kind of slap happy, or you were still slap happy. You didn't have enough sleep. So that's why you get giggly.
And here's a girl who has a paper out, and she's got to have rest.
Yeah, I did, Mommy. I get home, I have to deliver the papers by 6 o'clock. And, Daddy, you know, at the end of the week, you get a bonus of 50 cents. Now, if there's two complaints, you don't get that bonus. And if there's three, well, that takes money out of your pay.
If there's what?
If there's complaints.
Oh, from the people?
Yes, but I haven't had any complaints yet, and tomorrow I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out if I have any complaints, and if I do that, I'll take 25 cents off my bonus, and I'll only get an extra 25 cents.
It's not bad, but you'll be gone this summer on vacation. Then what'll you do, hire somebody to take the route for you?
No, then Ellen will have to do it alone.
Oh, you're just helping somebody. You don't have a complete route by yourself, huh?
Oh, it's too hard. I'm not old enough yet to take over a whole route by myself. Because, see, we've got about four blocks to do.
Oh, it's only three, Pammy.
You
exaggerate too much.
Oh, I think a paper route is at least 5 or 6 blocks. At least it used to be when I was a little girl.
I don't think you can handle a paper route, Pam.
She can't.
It's simple, Daddy. You think it's hard, and we even have to go up to the third and top floors of apartments. But still, sometimes all you do is, one apartment we had to deliver 13 papers to.
All you have to do is just walk around and throw papers. What's wrong? What's so hard about that?
Well, there are apartment buildings, honey. You have to go up to the three and fourth, the third and fourth floor. And you have to leave the paper in front of their door. And that's kind of hard when you have to take several papers up.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could have a paper out.
I can imagine.
I'd love one, but only, gee whiz, it's so easy. All you do is walk around dropping papers.
It isn't that easy, Sandra. It isn't at all. You've got to carry the big cart downstairs. You've got to do it, just all over.
Oh, I take the I.
You've got Opak,
up with
Chicago,
me.
Grove, and a few other streets to deliver to.
I could
imagine how much you'd skip through, Sandra, going through dark alleys and everything else, and sometimes when it's raining, and you have to do it in snow.
That's right. Regardless of the weather, it's just like the mailman. The paper must go through.
I don't care. I still think it's easy, and I wish I had a paper route here in Oak Park.
Sandy.
I'll get myself one sometime.
Sandra.
It sounds so easy.
How about an early morning one, so that on Sunday mornings you can get up about 4 o'clock in the morning to deliver them? I used to do that.
Did you deliver papers, Mom?
I certainly did. I didn't have the route myself, but I would get up on weekends and help my brother. He had the route, and he delivered a morning paper. And on Sundays, that paper went out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I had to get up and feed the pigs. I didn't live in town.
Yes, I know.
All right, but Daddy...
And milk cows.
I think I would rather have delivered the papers.
Daddy, you know, sometimes my paper, well, it's just a small town one. You know, not a very big one, but sometimes it's so thick you can't even fold it. Fold it is as big as the Tribune.
You know how to fold it now?
Yeah. Three-way fold. That's the hardest.
Sure.
But the first-way fold, that's simple. All you do is fold it over and put the little notch at the bottom through the top.
And when you throw them, you don't throw them so they go in the grass or on top of the roof.
No.
Because that's the way the paper boy used to deliver mine. He'd aim it from the sidewalk and it'd land up on the roof.
You know what I do? I take it by the end and I whirl it and it ends up on the porch. I always do that with our papers when they're on the grass.
Well, I'm glad to see you're learning how to make money. That's a good way to do it, boy, delivering papers. Pretty soon your baby brother will come along and help you. Well, I guess that's 5 years off, isn't it, or more. Well, gals, I'm always out to help you get the most for your money when it comes to housekeeping and best eating. That's why I want you to please them easy with canned meats like Broadcast brand Ready Meat, R-E-D-I-M-E-A-T. Ready Meat is ready to eat when you buy it. So all you do is open that familiar square can, cut that tasty, tempting pork shoulder meat into thick, generous slices and serve in sandwiches. And once your family tastes delicious Broadcast brand Ready Meat, they'll say serve it again often. Because Ready Meat is sugar-cured for that delicious ham-like flavor. And it's cooked right in the can to retain all those flavorful meat juices right in the meat. So when you pack a lunchbox or a picnic basket, remember to please them easy with plenty of Broadcast brand Ready Meat sandwiches. Whether you serve Ready Meat hot or cold, you'll agree it's one of the tastiest meats you've ever tried. And another grand-tasting Broadcast brand product that you should have as a regular spot on your menu at least once or twice a week is Broadcast brand corned beef hash. Because Broadcast brand corned beef hash is a complete meat and potato meal that goes from pantry to platter in minutes. Made with the finest, tender, juicy corned beef and snowy white hand-selected Idaho potatoes, the best that money can buy. Yet you enjoy it any time for less than 15 cents a serving. Everybody likes Broadcast brand corned beef hash. And it's extra rich in bodybuilding meat proteins, too. In fact, broadcast brand corned beef hash contains even more of those important meat proteins than the average meat and potato meal. Makes hearty breakfasts, wonderful hot lunches, and delicious dinners. When you're having guests, you can please them easy with broadcast brand corned beef hash. So pick up several cans of broadcast brand corned beef hash at your favorite food store today, huh? And when you buy it, remember to get broadcast brand ready meat and other grand broadcast brand products, including broadcast brand ham a la king. It's another one of those broadcast please them meats that you're sure to enjoy, made with lots of tender ham and plenty of mushrooms, pimentos, peas, and peppers. Broadcast brand ham a la king. That's a value you can't pass by. You don't even have a basket on your bicycle. I don't know how you can deliver all those papers, Pam.
We go by walking with a big cart, Daddy.
A cart?
A cart.
Well, during the summer months, it's all right, but when the snow gets heavy on the ground, you can't push a cart.
Well, they can use a sled, then.
That's what we do. That's what we're using the lumber for, Daddy, which you wouldn't let us use. We've got to make a cart if we want to make any business, Daddy.
You were going to use my good lumber to make a cart?
A cow, yes. So we could, and so in the wintertime we'd be able to do it. And then in the summertime all we do is put on wheels, and in the wintertime we take off the wheels and put on runners.
Well, that's not the kind of lumber to use, dear. You were using my best knotty pine that I...
With nails all over it.
With nails? You had finishing nails to nail together knotty pine. That's no good.
Is it?
Well, no, sweetheart. It wouldn't hold up 5 minutes.
Mm.
Why don't you take the wheelbarrow, that big garden... A wheelbarrow of mine.
Kidding, that wouldn't be half the size right.
Why?
It isn't big enough. You have to deliver more than sometimes 130-something papers. And sometimes they get so thick that you can't even fold them.
Well, I should think the wheelbarrow would be easier than a cart.
It isn't, Daddy. The cart's a lot easier because the cart is like a wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's a little bit bigger.
Well, I'm real glad to see that you're taking a good interest in something.
Yes, but Daddy...
Yeah?
You know, we won't be going all summer, will we?
No.
Well, when will we be back?
We're going to go 5 weeks on vacation up into Wisconsin.
Good. Is that all good? Because then I can work at Spoo's and I can do my paper out and I have to do so many things.
Shall we join hands now and have our devotion?
God is great and God is good, and we thank him for this food. By his hand we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen.